It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey there! We are back! It's your boy, Big Ski King of Content, Josh Professor X. You know what I'm saying? Kelvin is here! First time at the table, so you got to do it. Last but not least, my Twizzy the Scene. Bossa Nova is on the fourth mic. Could you say hello, my friend?
What's up?
Yeah, my Twizzy the Scene. My boy Josh, he got on the Tatum. We got to speak on it because I'm proud. I'm so proud.
We can speak on it. We're finally here.
Yes.
Game one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. NBA Finals. Yes. My Celtics are here.
Yes.
Warriors are here.
Yes. Checking the cash. You got on green, man.
Dude, everything's green right now. My jersey green, my hat green, the slides
Bean Town.
My money blue
off the
last night's bets on the game. Talk but we can get shit. It we can get off that later.
Talk your shit. So,
you just made me want to spark my wood right there. You was turnt, man. I love it.
All right.
How do you feel, bro?
I'm feeling about as high as I think I will feel until there's a championship, because that game last night was insane. Before we got into that, game seven on Sunday last week.
Yeah, y'all had a...
Against Miami?
A fight.
What were you thinking? You thought that he had a shot there, huh?
Honestly, no lie, Butler, man. Mm-hmm. It's just like, he has that type of game where you just can't count people out, bro. And it's like, you have to literally watch it, because if not... If you a real fan, y'all probably was sending them Bean Town juices through the waves and was just like, come on, man, shut him down. But, bro, I'm not going to lie to you. I seen a couple air balls from the Heat. And it was just like, bro, when you playing for a championship, trying to get to that championship, that stage, we ain't got time for air balls and errors. I mean, like,
yeah, it's a seven-game series, though, so I feel like their legs were probably just tired.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Butler was carrying that game again. It looked like he was going to take over again. And then he has... Last shot of the game, 4 seconds, uncontested. He pulls up.
His legs
he
gone.
Shaked it.
He pulls up for the three rather than just taking Al Horford, going for the two, tying it up. You know, they probably would have fouled. Something would have gone wide. Like, it was still would have been a close game. But
you think he blew a gasket on the way?
He said, I want to go home either way. This is it.
It was the Jimmy Butler series. Like, he was the reason they won the games that they won. And he put the ball in his hand at the end. And he happened to miss the shot that would have put them past it. So it was the Jimmy Butler series. He was incredible. He didn't make the last shot.
Boston's in
with a team that has zero NBA Finals games under their belt into last night's game.
Al, speaking on that, Al Horford, first NBA Finals.
The most games played.
Game one.
Without making it.
Goes nuts. Draymond, who?
Dude.
The volume, what? Huh? My God, he was out there. Here, you want seasoning, what you need, extra cheese, what you want on this, you want some cilantro, I'm going to give it all to you, because I'm cooking tonight.
Dude, end of the game, that was clutch. Started, but hey, beginning of the game,
it was kind of
scary. Completely different story, and I'm not going to lie, it had me shaking a little bit. Bossa, maybe 4 minutes into the game, said the game was over.
He said, what? It's done deal.
He said the whole series is over, and he said, Warriors in four. So... I wasn't feeling that, but I thought it might be a possibility. When Steph Curry was out there, uncontested, just making everything.
Yeah.
Set an NBA record. I think he beat or tied his own record for most threes in a quarter with six. What, like 21 points?
Yeah, I was about to say, he had like 21 in the
all
first.
All the first quarter. And then at that point, I was thinking, damn, the Celtics D is good, but where the fuck, what was their strategy in leaving Steph 10 feet open at any point over halfway over the court?
It trickles back to having superstars on your team. That's why I be saying, bro, some players are just going to get off. They just going to do that. But if you can stop them other guys, you good.
But
just,
it felt like they weren't even trying to stop them.
Bro, it just looked like he was just out there by himself, low-key.
Yeah, I think that's the tough part about the Warriors, though. Just like they run so many different plays, and the plays that they run get Klay and Curry open so well. So it's like the first game playing against them, that's a challenge. You're chasing them off of all sorts of screens and shit. And I feel like they just kind of figured it out second half. And the Celtics, all their X factor showed up. I feel like the Warriors, that wasn't necessarily the case. Like, Curry went crazy in the first half. And then.
Yeah, that first half was back and forth. So, like, they took over the first quarter. They were up, I think, 6 or 8, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Boston ends up on top at halftime by a point.
Like,
because Steph, as good as he was in the first quarter, was a ghost in the second quarter. He didn't do anything.
Draymond, who? We ain't going to put it all on Steph, though.
We're not putting it all on Steph. I think you got to put a lot of it on the Celtics defense because they were playing fast and quick, and they were smothering them. They're like,
Warriors?
The Warriors, yeah.
No. Y'all defense was shutting them down. Mm-hmm. Mando. The Warriors, y'all need to pay attention, man. Tatum, Brown, Smart. What's the other kid with the ponytail? He had the top ponytail yesterday.
White.
Okay, so there's no going under the screen on these guys.
I think that was the thing.
Come on, fam.
I was like, the Warriors, they weren't even playing like bad defense, but the Celtics were making some semi-tough shots. Like Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm. Bro, that's what people do.
Confidence is through the roof.
The defensive scheme of like when you're playing shooters, people say you need to go under the screen so you could have that coverage. No, bro. Get in front of that screen.
Fight over the top.
At least you're on that edge. You're on that hip. At least if you get caught on the pick. But if you go under, bro, and you got somebody like Steph Curry and he notice you're going under, cuz stepping back. Cack. Now what you looking like? Coach told you go in front of the screen.
Coach grabs the seven. go get number.
White, get in there.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, that was crazy. Tatum, and that's the other thing, too. As good of a game as Steph was having in the first half, even though he did nothing in the second quarter, Jason Tatum was having no game. He was getting wide open shots, not really making much. His defense was good. His defense was really good. But offensively, he just wasn't getting it done. And that would make you nervous going into this thinking, damn, like if your superstar isn't playing at its best. But what happens? Everybody else on the roster steps up. Jaylen Brown was Jason Tatum for most of that game.
Slow down.
In the second half.
Don't worry. Like, for real. You can't focus on the superstar because he's going to get his job and his diligence done. Guess what? Y'all took that. Y'all did it. Y'all made this man have, what, 12, 14, 12 points, I think?
Yeah. 12 points, 12 rebounds, though? Like, he got the ball around.
Double. Right. Watch this, though. Yep. Now, the key idea is stop all these other dudes.
Mm-hmm.
They combined, what was that, like 60 points, 70 points?
Yeah, Al Horford had like 20-some odd as hell.
But he was specific.
Draymond, who?
And then, White? He had like something. He had
bro, they all was like, and they done.
White was like 6 for 8 from 3 point. Like, he missed his first two and then went on like a crazy run, too. Like,
it's wild. My boy Draymond get up there. They ask him, yeah, so how about Al Horford just hitting all the threes on you? Just go ahead and made you get up there and booed you off the stage. That's exactly what happened. He goes, well, yeah, man, we ain't going to talk about you know, them other guys, they had, 8, 6, 8, 7, and 8. How many three-pointers? 23, am I thinking right? Well, yeah, but guess what? Al had, I think, 8 of them.
Yeah. But I think that's just like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like in basketball, we do this all the time where it's just like, you don't necessarily respect somebody until you have to respect them. I think that was the case. It was like, everybody knows Al Horford can kind of knock down open threes, but it's like, all right, I'm going to give him 2 or 3. He knocks those down. It's like, all right, now I kind of got to step out on him.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, it was too late.
He's like our new.
It was too late.
Slash, not new day and age, but as far as vet-wise, he's like our Tim Duncan, bro. You need to, like, really pay attention around that rim with him, because if not, he's going to jack it.
Yeah, he's smart.
He knows where he want to shoot.
Yeah.
That shit was showing last night, too. That three-pointer on that right side of the key, that fool popped up. It was like, I swear, Jay, yeah. I swear, Josh, it was literally like two Boston Celtics shooters waiting and open. Cud didn't even look or nothing. He caught that pass.
He said, it's going up.
And it showed me and Cud, though, I was watching the game with. I'm like, bro, he's locked in right now, bro. And he's showing, I'm not going to lie to y'all, man, pay attention to Al Horford. He might run out of gas on the third game. We going to see him kick ass, though. Because I think he got Draymond's number, fam. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I really feel he has Draymond's number, because Draymond would be trying to body people.
Yeah.
Guess what? Al Horford going to pull you out. What's that going to show if he pull you out? Because you just be fouling.
Or not only that, I feel like the beauty of him is him stepping out is going to stretch Draymond Green. So now it's like driving lanes are open. Because he likes to play help. Draymond Green is a great help defender. So it's like if Brown or Tatum are trying to slash, it's like he's always there to kind of clog it up. But it's like they have Al Horford hanging out on the outside. That kind of leaves Draymond on an island.
Then you got Brown going and slamming on shit. Mm-hmm. Tatum going and slamming on shit. Draymond ain't trying to be on no posters. That's what I'm saying.
I'm excited to see what the Warriors do game two.
Boston Nova, man, you pretty quiet. What's up with them Warriors, man?
Boston Nova said the series was over in the first quarter.
He said Warriors in four at like halftime.
But my bet changed. It's Warriors in five now.
Ooh, four in a row.
But no, nah, I'm just looking at some stats here. Tatum was 3 for 17.
Ooh, hold on, Boston. How many slow down right take? There, right there, right there. 3 for 17?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah,
do you know if I went out and played like that, I would get shamed.
But if your superstar goes 3 for 17 and your team wins,
and you still win, yeah.
No, I'm not damn near double. I'm just thinking a number.
But it's also, like, that's how you know the rest of the team showed up.
I feel like we got to take into account how much of an anomaly that final 8-10 minutes was. They were hitting literally every shot.
Everything.
That was like 2K cheese.
Like they turned the sliders up or something.
Brown made his first 7 shots of the fourth quarter.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they went on something like a, what was it, 11-0 run, 12-0 run?
They were 17-0 run.
17-0 run. Towards the end of that run, Draymond was at the free throw line. All right, here's an easy way for them to break this streak and maybe start snap out of this. Clanks 2 of them.
Mm-hmm. Shanked it.
At that point, you knew the game was over.
So when I see Curry go to the hole with the layup, the scoop, and then I hear him say, "That was the first 2 points since the last 5 minutes." I said, "Wait, they haven't scored in 5 minutes?
They couldn't call enough timeouts trying to stop that."
No, bad. I think they were down to like 2 or 3 timeouts in the fourth quarter too, and they really couldn't slow the game down. Like nothing. Every time they took a timeout, they wouldn't score off the play. Boston would come down and score again. So they were all wasted timeouts.
How you feel about your coach?
It was 1 year to the day. I saw the stat come up during the game. It was 1 year to the day where Brad Stevens stepped down, brought him in as his successor, said, "Do something with these guys that I couldn't. I've put together this talent. I've drafted this team. I trust you to do something that I couldn't do with this."
Yeah,
I mean,
I'll give him his flowers, man. He's doing his thing.
They were down, I think, 15 at one point in the third quarter or second. You know what I mean? Like, they were down a lot. But it didn't ever feel like they were out of the game.
Facts. We could sit here and give the players, you know, what, like mm-hmm. their business, but that coach, he did
put something together
on me, bro.
Yeah.
He really did that. Halftime,
especially seeing how they started the season off. They were like a midway team.
They were just under 500, right? They're like 21-23 mm-hmm. as of like January 24th. I keep hearing these dates thrown around. And then from that date, the best team in basketball.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is how we kind of expected them to play from the jump this season. Mm-hmm. But it's like it's just now starting to kind of come together, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, new coach, you got to the point halfway through the season where, like, Marcus Smart is, like, publicly calling out Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Which could go, like,
it that could go one of two
that
ways.
Could kill a locker room.
Right.
But it, or made it, it made it better.
It's a guy like Smart who's, like, a really hardworking dude who – is going to say what's on his mind because he puts the effort in all the time. And
he seems
he's
like
kind of, he's respected in the locker room.
Right.
He's been around through all, probably the oldest player on their team, longest tenure.
Facts.
Yeah. And I feel like if he's saying that to the media, he's for sure already said it in the locker room to the guys. He's that kind of,
he's outspoken.
He's outspoken.
And it woke them up.
Hey, Laura. Shout out to Laura, you guys. Make sure y'all
shout
say hi, Laura.
Laura.
You know what I mean? Make sure y'all say hi, Laura.
Because
without her, the boat don't sail. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I'm keeping it on Boston and the Warriors right now. I'm not going to lie because I'm a little disappointed in Andrew Wiggins, though. Because you feel what I'm saying? Not, I ain't going to say, like, I'm just off of him. But I'm a little disappointed because, big dog, this is where they need you, fam. This is really where they need. This is what they traded you for right here. Mm-hmm. This is what they traded you for. Because Barnes, he was showing up.
Barnes had a decent game.
You feel what I'm saying? When his number was called.
Otto Porter had a decent game early on.
Equal Boo Boo out there still getting it in. Equal Dollar.
I'm not giving him
this. I'm just saying, hey, bro, he's got a highlight in that Curry first quarter.
He made a couple of shots, and you're like, ooh, is this the old one?
And then,
is it that old version? And then 2 minutes later, you see
the age starting to
You can see the gray hair start popping out all of a sudden. Like, oh, wait, this is the old one.
I tried, Andre.
Yeah. Maybe this is the last year.
He's like Udonis Haslam. He's just there for morale.
My boy got his sleeve on. He'd be ready, too. Hey, boss. How you feel about Poole last night,
Hell
man?
Oh, yeah, I was just about to say.
How you feel about Poole? Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. I'm trying to find his stat line real quick.
Yeah, his
I feel like.
But real quick, another stat. The fourth quarter was 40-16.
Ooh,
40-16.
Yeah.
In Q4. Quarter four, the most important quarter in the game, some say.
They tell you, hold your fours up. When it's fourth quarter, hold your fours up because it's going down after this.
40-16 sounds crazy, but then hearing 17-0 run at one point, now
it makes sense. Makes but nah, sense. 40-16 right, is still
now
nuts.
Now pull up this stat, Bossa. Curry's ending points in the first quarter. Bet you it was more than 16.
It was 21, I think.
Crazy. So he just said, "It's just basically degrees, like he kicked his feet up.
His juice.
He just kicked his feet up." Da-na-na, da-na-na.
Did you see him fall out of his shoes?
What's his name? He got a flat tire.
Yeah, he got flat tires.
Who?
I think it was Tatum stepped on a shoe when Curry was driving at some point. Uh-huh. And he lost his shoe and he was out there.
And it was a wrap.
Out there trying to facilitate for a second with a sock on.
all bad. Bro.
Nah, yeah, I feel like Horford and White, they kind of had Jordan Poole in Andrew Wiggins' game, though. Because Poole, this is his first time in the playoffs, too, but he's been averaging, what, like 20, 25 damn near?
Yeah.
I feel like this is the first game that he really was like.
Poole been out there leaving it on the court.
Yeah, he's been low-key saucing people.
Big saucing.
Somehow the playoff experience hurt the Warriors because the Celtics seemed like they didn't give up. Other than Tatum, who did feel like he played nervous, it didn't look like it affected any of the Celtics players.
Only
zero playoff games played, finals games played.
I'm going to be honest.
Uh-oh.
This is the only reason why I'm still kind of skeptical. I'm not going to say anything yet because this is exactly how I was feeling about the Suns last year.
Oh, no, man. That's,
nobody
this is
on the
even,
Suns
this
had
this
finals experience. No. We're going to talk about the Suns. Nobody had finals experience.
I like that.
Chris Paul, you know, like same as Al Horford. He's been in the league for centuries. And he finally made it to the playoffs. They were up, what was it, 2-1 or 3-1, whatever the fuck
it
was.
We all know Paul is cursed, though.
And then what happened?
State Farm.
You're worried about insurance.
So I'm like, especially knowing the Warriors, they're a heavy game plan and like making adjustments type of team. Like, I don't put anything past Steve Kerr. It's like betting against Tom Brady, you know?
I don't know. I mean, if Steve Kerr
plays. That's how I see Steve Kerr's basketball mind.
IQ. Of course. It's up there. He played for Phil Jackson.
He's not going to get embarrassed like that at home and then just like, you know, like he's going to, I don't know. I feel like
he ain't the one. Nah.
He was setting crazy records as a coach his first three, four years.
He was also given a team.
I just had to think about this.
That is true.
Because
he was definitely blessed with it.
However, though, they have like been smacking people, though. So I had to think about like his journey as a coach. So, yeah. However, he's not tying his shoes up and being the man in that corner. So I don't see it happening. Because if you put Steve Kerr in that corner, you'll be seeing that?
Dude, I see him shooting here and there, but he is not playing.
Steve Kerr, I'm just saying,
he would leave that game on a stretcher if he tried to step out there.
Iguodala or Steve Kerr, right now. Let me know who you want to go. Exactly. Hey, I was to say, you run with Iguodala in that corner instead of Steve Kerr.
Honestly, I would take Iguodala, but
honestly, both these teams shot like damn near 50% yesterday.
Yeah.
The Celtics are like one of the only teams I think that could match the Warriors in terms of shooting. Like, that's what kind of scared me early on. Is like the Warriors aren't going to miss. True. And they didn't. They were good early on. And I think they're going to bounce back too in game two. I think it's going to be, and I think these are all going to be high scoring games.
Yeah.
Despite the good defense.
To keep it G, I'm going to like give what's the name his flowers because he played his heart out yesterday. And you could see it even in his interview. He was speaking, but you could tell damn near he didn't want to say nothing. Klay Thompson. You feel what I'm saying?
He played a good game. That's for sure.
That's what I'm saying. He played hard. He was locking up, switching on defenders. Like, I'm watching it. I'm like, damn, man. Imagine Steve Kerr, what he told them at the end of the game, bro. Because they all came out there in the interview like this.
Yelled at them the entire time.
What? I feel like he might not even did that, though. Because at this point, they're vets. He went crazy.
Or he did the
dad. At home?
First game at home? I think he did, like, the dad silent treatment type shit.
Exactly. That's what I was going to
say. Because they're all vets. They've all been here before plenty of times.
He's like, you
guys came out here and got embarrassed. You guys already know what's up.
So you think Steve walked in there and was just like, disappointed. You think Steve walked out there just
yourselves.
Like, he went out there, well, that's game one if that's how y'all want to do it, dude. Yeah, you know, that's how we're going
to
be out here.
I'm getting paid regardless. This is y'all's legacy.
I think the
maybe we do need KD.
Al Horford cooked you, and you. Now go out there and talk about it.
Here's a question. Golden State with KD, do they win that game?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Boston looking Boston? Yeah. Like,
what do you mean? Boston are going please. Why wouldn't they be able to lock him down now? They already locked him down once.
That's way too many weapons for that.
Once, though, it's... Bro, yeah, it's
Boston...
And if they had Jordan Poole and all that other crap they got going on now, it's... Nah.
Boston got...
That was...
Kyrie, okay, but KD. Say Boston has Kyrie in this mix, too.
Ooh, I like that.
See, that would be look, now that just crazy.
That just made it fair. So, look, though. Who did Boston?
Both teams are better off without them.
Let's get a good recap. Yeah. Let's get a good recap on all who right. Boston just went through to get to where they are right now.
They swept the Nets.
Swept KD and...
And Kyrie.
Okay.
They were washed, though.
Kyrie was just on, man.
And Ben Simmons, even though he didn't play.
Yeah,
okay. Like, that was... They swept him. Next.
The maybe best player in the NBA right now.
Was it Embiid? Or Giannis. Giannis.
And the Bucks. Yes, there was no Middleton.
Jesus Christ.
No Middleton. And they went seven games.
Okay.
But they dominated them in the last one.
We've seen him do Butler. The Heat, one of the most
competitive and like hardest teams to beat this year. Butler played his mind off, and they still got past him.
Yeah.
Watch this.
This is a journey.
So how do you think the Boston Celtics is? Let's go out. Who is these niggas? Yeah. Kevin Durant, Kyrie, who is them? who is this? Let's go. And it shows it. 1-0. Yeah. You go in there from just sweeping Kevin Durant?
Yeah, I think
Giannis?
Brown and Tatum, they got something to prove.
They got young legs though, because yeah. I feel like, dude, they played legs. Game sevens in the playoffs.
Yeah,
so it's like, damn.
They had played two game sevens, and Golden State had almost a week to rest for this game. Mm-hmm.
And what was Draymond doing on his week off?
Draymond looked
podcasting.
Podcasting. Calling out KD.
Calling out KD. Somebody that ain't even in the mm-hmm. Come on, man. See, that's what I'm saying. Focus. Yeah.
But at the same time, I can totally see what they're going for, because this team, this core of Draymond, Clay, Steph, they won a championship without KD.
Mm-hmm.
So the two that championships that came with KD, they need to now prove were theirs and not his by continuing to win without him. If they don't win without him, everyone will always be able to make the argument that KD won them those other two, and that you know is sticking with Draymond. That's why he called KD out, I think.
Yeah.
Fair point.
That is a good point.
You broke that down like a 76 Volkswagen, man. I like the way you did that there. Points. I wish we could do edits, because it would have just gave a game of coins.
Yeah, the little Mario.
Damn, we were talking about, does Draymond have the ultimate cheat code of being in the NBA finals and having his own podcast and deciding to what he says to the media, gets to withhold all of it, and then unfiltered shit on his own podcast?
I was just going to say, because he's barely, I mean, shit, the way he got cooked last night, he didn't want to talk too much. So, but I'm pretty sure he'll go on his podcast and just spill the beans about how he really feels. Like, that is somewhat of a cheat code.
Everyone wants to be in on that. As much as like ESPN and all those platforms we're getting for having like the exclusive post-game interviews, this, that, and the other, it's like, now the players have the power to do that, and they can say it however they want to say it without the repercussions of
you leaking it.
Right. They get to make their own narrative.
Right.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I feel like it's overall better information, too, because they get to kind of sit on the game and, like, think it through versus right after the game getting interviewed and they're like,
that L was fresh.
Having to filter everything you say, not wanting to give too much.
Or say the wrong thing.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much more politics when they're up there at the
That's how you know he know what he's doing. You feel what I'm saying? But he could get up there on them interviews after getting cooked.
What he's doing is he's realizing how washed he is, and he's easing that transition into his.
He's just mid-career pivoting.
They showed him scratching his beard on the sideline. It was so just like,
them grays are coming in.
It was like,
he was looking tired at the end of that game.
He was fucking
winning. And he's this defensive shutdown player that just wasn't able to do that, you know.
Yeah, Marcus Smart was out yapping him,
bro. It looked like they was out there
playing in the fourth quarter. That's how much
they had White out there smacking them.
They was out there. Looked like they was playing against a track team.
It's gonna
running laughing around.
I feel like Smart's gonna he's gonna show up once like Curry or Clay are having one of them games. They have one.
No, they're gonna need that type of shutdown.
We need him to start barking.
I think that was the look in Curry's eyes last night at the end of the game when he was sitting there on the bench and he just put the towel over his head and was looking at everybody in the crowd like, I see what I gotta do.
I thought that was the best ref game this whole series. Yeah. They let them play. I hope every game is ref this way, because I don't know if nobody fouled out. Nobody, I think, even got close to foul trouble. They were letting most of this shit go. It was a fast game. It was a hard game. Like, they were just letting it go back and forth.
Out the gate.
I want all the games like that. I want 7 of these games, to be honest. I want the Celtics to wrap it up as fast as possible, but
He knows Celtics play bully basketball. That's why.
They do play physical.
He knows.
They're younger. I think if we're going to go up and down, if this is going to be a track race, kind of like Boston said, like, I think ultimately the Celtics might outlast them. Mm. So,
Andrew Wiggins, they need you, bro.
By far the best games. I want as many of these games as possible.
Straight up. Shout out to y'all winning game one, man.
But that's just one, though.
I'll give you that.
Jason, man, our bad. Bossa Nova, man, you know. It just
hell no.
The cookie crumbles like this.
But also, I got a feature on the Celtics that fuck your cookie.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I like the Lakers, man. I chose the Lakers, man. But no cap, man. That it's looking like a good series, man. We all on the edge of our seats, man. So you ballers out there, keep balling, man, because we tuned in for sure.
Game 2 prediction. What do you got?
Boston. Duh.
in Golden State?
Dude, they just did it by, they was getting smacked by damn near 50, and then they just win it by plus double digits.
Anytime there's a blowout, is there a second blowout?
Are we in a new day and age?
Are we calling this a blowout, though?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Oh,
that was a 40-16.
What was the fourth quarter? They just had a hot streak, though.
I don't know if I call it a blowout, but I'd say it was a convincing win.
A whomping.
It was convincing.
What was the fourth quarter?
40-16.
That's a blowout.
What was the final score?
The final score was 120-108.
Yeah,
that's not a blowout.
He lost by 12. Still.
12 points, and so, some of those points.
So if Boston would have lost, they would have said they got blew out because they was getting drugged the whole game majority, right?
Yeah.
So this 40-16 in the fourth quarter—that's a blowout.
And you lose by 12.
Personally, my definition of a blowout is like a 20-point lead over the course of like three quarters.
40 minus 16.
My idea of a blowout is being.
That's a blowout.
That 20 far plus up, points that late in the game and then losing by that much.
Yeah, it's like you can't lose by 12 when you had control of the game.
Exactly. If you're up 8 to start the quarter, or up, they might have been about 12 to start the quarter, and you lose by 12.
That's a blowout.
That's a 24 point swing.
Double
right
digits,
there.
Fam. Any double digit game.
That's just
like,
embarrassing. You got blue. Is.
All right. My prediction game 2, not a blowout, overtime. Golden State takes it, tied going back to Boston.
I see him winning game winner.
But it being a close game.
In the corner.
That's all the confidence I think the Celtics need to take both of the next two at
home.
I tell
you, Laura, watch when they see game 2. It's going to be Brown or this jersey right here. You see it right here. It's going to be in the corner. Three, two, one. You just going to see a fade in the corner and it's going to go up. Game over.
I don't know. I think the Warriors might take game 2. I think Tatum's going to show up and have like a crazy game, but I think the Warriors are going to take it. I think Poole might show up.
Man, I wish this happens just the way I quoted it.
A game winner from the corner.
Yo, if it's Jaylen Brown, how happy you think Kanye's going to be?
Super happy. It's just investment. It just went crazy. Yeah.
It's going to be in the next Donda Sports commercial.
Yeah. What? You know it. It's going to be the actual first one ever.
Join Donda. Just shows the ball
make
going
game
in.
Winning shots in the finals.
This could be you.
This could be you.
Think about that, though. The first two major athletes assigned to Donda Sports, Jaylen Brown and Aaron Donald.
Both. Have the ability, or one has a championship, the other has the ability to win a championship.
It's written. It's written, bro. In the corner. I told you, Brown or Tatum. Telling you, Donda is about to go through the roof with this one.
Those are two pretty big names to sign right out the gate.
Have to.
But
who's running that? Because I know Kanye's not the one out here.
Yeah, Kanye's
in
not
the meetings
deals.
Managing it.
Because if Kanye
don't get into it,
if Kanye
man,
was making, I wouldn't put it past him. Like, he's a business savvy guy. I'll give him that. But
I bet he's trying to.
For sure, if it got his mom name behind it, he's over there. I believe it. If it was, you feel what I'm saying?
You think Kanye is at those tables?
I think he's at the meetings. He's not having a talk.
Not saying like he's posting.
I think he might have been at the meeting they signed.
Oh, well, for sure.
He hasn't been back since?
He's there for the
He said, we got him.
That might have even been a Zoom.
He hasn't been back since? No.
I saw him on the floor with Jaylen Brown at one of the games when they made the announcement. And then
he took a jet right out. Left Brown there.
But what's interesting is Aaron Donald signs with Donda and now is also in contract arrangements, disputes, pause with the Rams right now and saying he might consider retirement before coming back and playing with them.
Oh, yeah, he must got a check.
See, I think I'm like.
He got paid off. He must got a yay, probably.
I feel like that has to be some sort of like, not a scheme, but like, that has to be press run, right? Because I'm like, how are you going to sign up with a new sports agency and then talk about retirement? What good is that? You know what I mean?
Well, like, you just really don't want to be at the Rams anymore.
So you think that's him kind of trying to strong arm the Rams?
You're either going to give me a shit ton of money because I don't want to be here,
but you better. But
trade
why?
Me
you think it's
me.
Just like
if not,
he got his ring.
He got his ring.
He got his ship.
Bro, you see, people was already out there. Oh, y'all gonna retire? Like, you feel me? Football is different, bro. You get smacked up there for years.
All I wanted was the ring.
That's it.
My family. CTE.
Good. Exactly. He's been the most dominant person in his position for the last 3 years.
Yeah, he's won
4 years.
Defensive player, and
but the lifespan of football players is not long. The injury risk is unbelievably high, as you're saying. So you want to make your money and get out. So unless there's like a really enticing offer now, you've seen a lot of these guys just walk away. Andrew Luck walked away from football. Could have played another 10 years if he wanted to.
Nah, but his case is different. He was out there getting beat up. Yeah. He was damn near leaving on a stretcher every season.
A little
every
bit different,
season.
But you've seen the... Okay.
that man
what's
was...
his face on the... Calvin Johnson.
It just sucked because his name was Andrew Luck. He's got the worst luck ever.
He's made of glass.
Wait, my bad, Josh. What'd you say?
Calvin Johnson, another guy who, with plenty of football left, decides to retire and not play the sport.
Megatron?
Mm-hmm.
That's low-key because he played himself by not leaving Detroit.
Well, yeah.
And like, because he wanted a ring, but like, it was just like he wasted his whole career there.
That would have been the best thing if he came out of retirement and signed with the Rams just to go
just
get
to
one
win
of the I would have respected that more than other players going there.
Yeah. He's the one person that really deserved one.
Exactly.
Like with no quarterback putting up the numbers that he was putting up. Well, he had like a quarterback,
but they were making Megatron look like the next best thing, man.
He really was. As far as
then out of nowhere.
His size, strength, and just he was beast. A savage.
Beast. Running shit over. Scandalous.
Yeah.
Moss and shit.
Dude, he was like part of that evolution of the game where they had to like determine what a catch was because he was making these incredible moves that they felt like they couldn't describe what was happening. They're like, this shouldn't count.
I feel like DK Metcalf is like the son of Megatron.
Yeah. The it's next like, evolution of
that's
it.
That's the yeah.
It's like they got a code on cut. You gotta hold up XYZ up, left, right, up, and every time it's just the fucking face mask is catching the ball for cuz.
Like, it goes 20 yards over his head.
Super grips, bro. He was doing what Beckham do. You feel what I'm saying? Low key, he was the first person I seen do that Beckham shit. And it was just looked way more crazier with him because he was humongous. Super. Hey, Bossa Nova, how are you feeling about this, man? Did you watch Megatron growing up?
Yeah, but I honestly, a lot of my sports knowledge, I'm not going to lie, comes from like fucking 2K and Madden and shit. Mm-hmm. That's how I know rosters and stats and previous stats. Because honestly, I used to play more than I used to watch. Yeah, but now I'm watching more than ever, so.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get Bossa on there, man. I'm happy you over there on the fourth mic. That's right. Hey, man, Dodgers is looking pretty good, y'all.
We're almost back to watching baseball season.
I am watching. You feel what I'm saying? Dodgers is looking pretty good, man. And I understand why. I'm not going to bring them up. You feel what I'm not going to bring them up. Don't get it. I don't trip, man. But I'm really, like, super stoked. And I brought up the Dodgers because we beat another team that's ranked top, like the New York Mets.
The Mets are pretty much the other best team in the baseball right now.
They're it.
Mm-hmm. They were off to a good start, at least.
Go Blue! Tell you, man.
But like I said, we're down to the nitty-gritty. The good sports are almost done. We're in the finals of the NBA finals, so there's only maximum 6 games left.
Mm-hmm.
And NHL's down to the Eastern and Western Conference finals.
Seen that.
You watch those? A couple of big game sevens?
I haven't watched it, but I was at the bar the other day, and it was on, and I was just like, let's go.
So let me tell you.
I want to see another puck. I want to see another goal. Let's go. I didn't get to see it.
Compelling story right now, I think, coming out the East, New York Rangers. Down 3-1 in the opening series to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Came back, pushed to game seven, won.
It's crazy.
Next round, play Carolina, goes to game seven, won. Now they're playing the two-time defending champions. Game one,
win.
They win.
Uh-huh. I see Bobby Shmurda out there going crazy.
All of a sudden, Bobby this Shmurda team is out there. Really, really interesting to watch and fun to bet on because I've been betting on them and winning too.
I was just about really why bro, they're interesting. That's exactly where my mind was. I was about to say them Vegas bets or just bets in my bookie. Y'all are blessing people with them game sevens. Telling y'all.
That being said, Tampa, I said this a couple episodes ago, I think it's 18-0 in games after a loss in the playoffs. They don't lose back-to-back playoff games.
I remember you saying something
so
like that.
So if they play tonight, it's Friday, I'm putting all – not all my.
Hold on.
I'm putting a heavy wager on Tampa coming back and winning this game because 18-0.
You think it's gonna hold?
Bro, that's the situation with Boston Warriors.
What is the coach saying to them post game for them to not be losing after losses
bet
like that
until it doesn't work?
Right.
What do sharks do when they smell blood?
They swim away.
Dude, I'm agreeing with you, boss.
They swim?
You are not swim away. They swim towards what's going on. But guess what, though? That's what's going on, man. So you need to be a shark in these moments because you guys bit the Warriors and it's blood just dribbling. The sharks is on their way.
No, for real.
You feel what I'm saying? Rangers, you won the first game. You need to bite them again. Smell it. Go get it. Yeah. It's out there. Boston, you guys are young men. This is the first time it ever happened. Don't freeze up and get booed off stage.
Yeah.
Go get it. Brown. Herb. Tatum. Herb. You can do it. You already did it already.
Yeah, I feel like they have a lot less to lose, too, because it's like they're the underdogs.
They're playing loose.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Warriors, I feel like, have more pressure. I mean, but I also feel like they're just chilling. Like the Warriors are like, oh, we got this.
Boston.
Like that's how they came in.
Warriors lose game two. Is the series over?
Nah, it's not over till it's.
I'll be honest, because I could see the Warriors going on the road and winning two. Also, in Boston, and I could see a 2-2 series.
The Warriors are that team, even if they're down 20.
Fans is crazy.
I think it's gonna be 7 games. I don't want it to.
Yeah, I could see it.
If it's
a bit.
All right, I got a future on 6 game and a 7 game and the Celtics winning. So all of those things happening are. Any of those things happening are good.
What if Boston sweeps?
I still have Boston wins, and I still cash out. I got a nice future on that. I got a nice future on Boston winning. So as long as Boston wins, all the bets I pretty much made this year will be covered.
Hey, man, I'm so turned for you, bro, because you've been talking this shit for so long, bro. I'm really turned for you, though, man.
It's been a minute.
It's finally coming to fruition.
I don't think I've ever... I'm not going to say anything. No.
Hey, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Well done.
Hey, man, all the Boston fans, we need y'all to drop the... what were you dropping for y'all?
The Shamrock.
The Shamrock. Y'all hear it. Josh requested it, man. Drop the Shamrocks in the chat. You feel what I'm saying? Boston. I'm going with them, too, man. You feel what I'm saying? I think they're going to do their thing. Six. You feel what I'm saying? Boston. You feel what I'm saying? It's going to ski all right, man. Jason, it's going to ski all right, but... Y'all know what's going to happen. I'm sorry, y'all. You got any other bases y'all want to touch?
Real quick, back to Donda Sports. I don't know how I missed this, but Antonio Brown is the president of Dan.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wait, he's the president of Donda Sports?
Yeah, president. Yeah. Kanye signed him.
Okay, now I'm not feeling so good about the Celtics' chances. I feel like somehow Brown has been...
Wait a second. Business is booming over there?
It's big booming. You got A.B., Mr.
You feel good about A.B. running your business?
I'm booming. Hey, man, these my peoples. They balling. They got inside out of
it. Wait.
You know he'd be one of those guys that I was okay with.
Does it say who else is in, like, the front office or on the board of that?
Package deal.
Wow.
Go get us.
That is a polarizing management situation they got going
on. Who wants to negotiate with Antonio Brown?
No. I was just about to say, the beauty of it,
those players are getting everything that they want or nothing. I feel like the way like Kanye and Antonio Brown negotiate, it's they slide that paper across the table and then that's just that.
Yeah. Bro, you're
there's
sitting
no
at a meeting.
The paper bag.
You're at a meeting with like, Kanye and AD, bro. And you're an athlete.
Get up and get up.
Exactly. They slide it and they're walking out.
Music and athletes go hand in hand. So you sitting there looking at Yeezy, and then you looking at AD.
And his new Balenciaga Gap drip.
Hey, man. All right. I'm going to look back over here to Yeezy, man. You got a little mental thing going on, but you cool. You be making cool decisions sometimes. AB, you a little tricky, my boy. So... Hey, I feel better if Kanye slide me the paper, man, because I don't know what you might have me signed.
I think it's better.
At least if y'all fuck me, y'all fucking go to rehab with Yeezy.
See,
man.
I don't know. I feel like that's
gonna be the Suge Knight of sports.
I feel like that's some sort of play,
bro. Just imagine, bro. They both show up with the skis on.
They all show up in shysties.
Big, put the big ass boots on the table.
Because I don't know, I feel like that's different.
Yeah, look, man, Josh got me thinking, man.
They're about
to
change the way sports contracts are negotiated, I feel like. I think.
With intimidation.
Yeah, like, it's really going to be like, how do you, those seem like two people you really can't get a read on. If you're sitting across the table from them, like, I feel like there's no, like, understanding their disposition.
Okay,
you know?
But are these guys sitting at the table or all
at this
the,
point? If they got Antonio Brown, one of them is at the table.
I don't think either of them are at the table.
Who you think? Who?
I think whoever Kanye's
like the lawyer, like
exactly the current management system is just.
I think
you find out
too.
Their lawyer is like Rob Kardashian or some like
I'm
other
done.
Crazy.
I'm done.
Johnny
I
Cochran.
Am done. Johnny Cochran. Oh my gosh! I know what the chat is something. About to go through now, bro. They fucking just go
it's
crazy.
It's about to be something nuts. The
it
fact
is,
that
bro.
AB is a president with no presidential experience is mind-boggling.
It's probably just like a fancy title. He probably has an office with a phone that's not actually plugged in. They're not letting him make any calls over there, but he is in every way thinking that he's... Hey, look at my name on the website. You see that?
Yeah.
President.
He has the business cards.
Look, you just tell people this in the club, okay? You don't just go out making deals. You feel what I'm saying? You can link us up with the people you know, but don't go out there making no deals.
He's like
man.
A silent president. He's the puppet.
Everyone else has to pretend like what he says is actually going on. He comes out asking about like what happened with this meeting. What? We're getting right on that.
Yeah, you already did that, Antonio. He's like, oh,
you
yeah,
remember
did,
we talked about
I?
That last Thursday? Yeah, man, yeah. I sent you the trend. Yeah, oh, yo, okay, we good.
Probably like the Truman Show. They
wait,
like,
so
they
now
got a bunch of employees, they're just pretending like he's doing the work.
Yeah.
So but, piggybacking off of that. We know Antonio Brown makes music. Do you think Kanye's helping him out in his little music ventures
of
as
course.
Well?
Of course. He's writing some slaps.
Or some producing some tracks for him.
I think he's
or?
Hoping for that, but I think Kanye's heard Antonio Brown and gone,
there's
that's
no
why
hope.
As a business partner, I think he gonna
hey,
be.
Hey, you want to be, you want to be president? I got this thing going
you could do
on.
This instead. Like,
this is what we're going to really, this is what we going to do. This is what we're going to do, my boy. We're going to get to that song. But I got another opportunity for you over here.
I think you're gonna make a whole lot more money being the president of.
No, but we'll keep working on the music. We'll get you a studio. Yeah, that's his whole thing. That's his office in the.
We'll
the president
there.
It's just a music studio.
It's
for
just a recording
music.
Studio
with a stripper pole. On
exactly. That's his office.
No, I'm genuinely interested to see what they do because they have they also have Donda Academy,
right?
Which is like their high school teams and.
Right, and if they're
all
just
that.
Like feeding these athletes and with like college players and high school players being able to make money off the name, image, and likeness, the NIL stuff,
yeah,
you really just have this whole feeder system of bringing in top tier athletes, signing them at a young age, managing them at a young age.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where Kanye could hold a lot of power is like getting these young kids exposure and getting them a check before they're like a household professional name.
For sure. And then if you're going for football, just think, bro. You're about to not only possibly link up with AB, but say he take it as far as going to go work out with him and train with some of these kids. You feel what I'm saying?
Right, that's putting them in touch with somebody.
Bro, bro. It's like what TJ Ward was doing.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? What he's doing.
Aaron Donald.
So it's like, bro, if they go into, bro, that'd be mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did 707. AB was out there.
A goat.
That's crazy, bro. That's super inspirational right there. So
he played me his new song.
Yeah, we was out there working out, man, and he had his shit going, man. The song was in
whole
the
background.
The whole time, man. I dropped a pass when it first, I didn't know.
I thought he was calling me, but just the music.
Oh, ad-libs, they had a lot of ad-libs going on.
The song said cut left.
Oh, my gosh, man. Hey, Josh.
What up, Ski?
I know you don't want to jinx it, but I'm just letting you know, man, I see it happening for y'all, man. So, with that being said.
Fingers crossed.
Bossa Nova, this was great.
But?
There's no buts.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for that.
I'm already sitting on mine. So, I was going to say, fellow, I think you did a great job. Real talk. Chat, let us know. Bossa Nova, because you see how he just brought us back to the Donda and it was a good, gracious conversation after that? I'll be skiing what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Kelvin, you at home. I see you smiling and shit. You comfortable. Yeah. I feel it. You feel what I'm saying? Josh.
Go green.
Remember I told you.
Go green.
Don't trip, Josh. You're going to be great at this shit. Now look at you. Big popping it. You feel me? Big chopping. We got Laura in the background talking about cack. You feel what I'm saying? Let's go, man. We love y'all, man. Like, comment, subscribe, man. Till next time. Peace.